Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is from Anthropic, which has launched 3 new APIs for production AI agents: Claude Computer Use, a Skills API, and a Files API. The Computer Use API lets Claude automate desktop workflows by controlling a virtual mouse and keyboard, while the Skills API packages common agent actions into reusable modules. The Files API provides managed storage for agent outputs. Anthropic says these are now generally available for enterprise customers. The company's blog notes the Skills API includes pre-built modules for tasks like web search, code execution, and data analysis.
One number to know today is more than $60 billion. Bloomberg News reports, via Reuters, that chipmaker Broadcom is seeking over $60 billion in its latest debt deal to fund AI infrastructure expansion.
This would be one of the largest corporate debt raises this year, signaling the massive capital required to scale up production of AI hardware like networking chips and custom accelerators. Analysts say this level of borrowing reflects confidence in sustained demand for AI data center components. From InfoWorld, startup True Foundry has launched an open-source AI agent harness called TrueForge. It's positioned as an alternative to Anthropic's Claude-managed agents, letting developers run agents on their own infrastructure with models from multiple providers.
The company showed 75% lower costs in one benchmark when using GLM 5.2 instead of Anthropic's Opus. Analysts note the trade-off is more operational responsibility for the enterprise, but it could mean less vendor lock-in and more flexibility to swap models without rebuilding integrations. The open-source project is on GitHub and supports tools like web search and code execution.
In earnings news, the Associated Press reports Alibaba's quarterly profit fell 75% as the Chinese tech giant ramped up spending on AI infrastructure. Capital expenditures jumped 75% to about $10 billion last quarter.
Revenue from its AI cloud services actually grew 45% to over 48 billion yuan. The company says it's investing ahead of expected demand for AI agents and compute, mirroring a trend among major tech firms where heavy AI investment is pressuring short-term profits.
Google DeepMind says its Gemma family of open models has passed 1 billion downloads, with developers publishing over 100,000 model variants in the past 2 years. The smaller versions, like the 2 billion parameter Gemma 2 billion, are the most downloaded, suggesting strong interest in efficient models for edge and on-device use. The company highlighted projects using Gemma for tasks from satellite image analysis in orbit to processing medical reports in India.
Reuters reports Anthropic plans to change its enterprise data retention policy. A source says the update is aimed at addressing customer concerns about data privacy and compliance, a key area of competition as companies adopt AI more broadly. Details on the specific changes aren't public yet.
And The Dakota reports OpenAI has built a safety system designed to catch misuse without storing corporate customer data. The company plans to offer its most advanced models with this approach, using on-device analysis to flag potential policy violations before data leaves a customer's environment.
One thing to try if you're testing different AI models in an agent is to route both through a single OpenAI-compatible endpoint, like Featherless. That way, swapping from a large model like GLM 5.2 to a smaller one is just a config change.
Your agent code sees the same request shape and auth, letting you compare performance without rebuilding your integration layer. A Reddit user noted this approach saved them from managing multiple client libraries and authentication schemes during a recent evaluation project. They found the smaller model held up well on simple steps, but struggled with multi-step reasoning, which helped confirm their expectations. That's Compact Conversations for Thursday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.